Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. Hey, we're beginning a new week, but we are going to continue our theme of Jesus and miracles. That was our theme all last week, and I'll tell you, I don't know about you, but I was so stirred in my spirit, and my faith was stirred and challenged and lifted. And so I've decided we're going to continue talking about Jesus and miracles. You know, there are so many miracles that Jesus did that are recorded in our Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Oh, if you haven't read the Gospels, sit down and begin reading through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Today, we're going to look at a miracle that is found. It's found in more than one gospel. It's found in actually all the synoptic gospels, which are Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Synoptic meaning see together, because there are so many similarities in those first three gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John is very different. So the synoptic gospels, as they are called, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and this story is found in all three of them. We're going to be looking at the one that is found in Mark's gospel, and what an incredible story and healing this was. Now, one thing that we have to understand about the healings and the miracles that are recorded in the gospels, they are all different. It is obvious that Jesus did not have some kind of formula or method or incantation for healing. No, his healing approach was very personal. It was very dynamic, led by the Holy Spirit. And every situation is different. Now, this situation with the healing of the woman of the issue of blood, it was different too. No other healing just like it in the New Testament. And it's a story of a woman who had come to the end of herself. She had had a hemorrhage. She had been bleeding for 12 long years. And the scripture says that she had spent everything on many physicians, but instead of getting better, she had grown worse. And she had come to the end of herself. And then that's when she heard about Jesus. Let's read this story. It's in Mark chapter 5. And really, the story begins in verse 22 when Jairus, the official in one of the Jewish synagogues, I believe it was probably in the city of Capernaum, came to Jesus and fell down before him, begging him to come and heal his little daughter who was at the point of death. And so he said to Jesus, if you will come and lay your hand on her, I know she will live. And so Jesus responds to him, and he's going with Jairus to his house to bring healing to his little daughter. And notice that he responds to Jairus where his faith is. Jairus said, if you will come and lay your hand on her, she will be healed. Now, Jesus didn't argue with him that he didn't have to lay his hand on her, because we have other episodes and accounts of healings of Jesus where he merely spoke the word and a person was healed. As far as a certain blind man in John chapter 9, I believe it is, Jesus spit on the ground and made mud and put in his eyes and told him to go wash. And he went and washed the mud out of his eyes, and lo and behold, his sight was restored. And so there is no formula to healing. Jesus dealt with each situation personally and dynamically. And one thing he did, he responded to people where they were in their faith. And I want you to know that Jesus, just come to Jesus as you are. He will respond to you where you are. And so Jesus is on his way to heal the daughter of Jairus, and when all of a sudden he stops and he makes this, what seems to his disciples and those around him, a strange statement. He said, who touched me? Now, the reason this was strange, this was at the height of Jesus's popularity, and the stories of healings and miracles have spread, and tremendous crowds are following everywhere. And in this situation, the Bible says he is thronged by a massive crowd, and they're crowded up against him and bumping up against him as he's trying to make his way to the house of Jairus. And all of a sudden, he stops and he says, who touched me? And I think it was Peter who said to him, Lord, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say who touched me? And he looked around to see who had done this thing. Well, it was this woman. Now, she had this hemorrhage for 12 years. Now, you have to realize that in this situation, according to the law, according to Leviticus 15, 25 through 27, this woman was not supposed to leave her house. She was supposed to be quarantined as long as she was hemorrhaging blood. She was not to be out in public. And if she touched anybody during this time, they became unclean and had to be quarantined. So, she had to overcome some things, but she heard about Jesus. And also, as a woman, it was not appropriate for her to go out and speak to a man in public, especially a Jewish teacher. But this woman had come to the end of her rope. She had exhausted all of her resources. She had tried every doctor, every remedy for 12 years, and instead of getting better, she had gotten worse. She had come to the end of her rope. Ah, but then she heard about Jesus. My friends, when you've tried everything else, remember there's Jesus. And she heard about Jesus. Now, she was not passive. She could have said, well, if God wants to heal me, he'll send Jesus by here. No. She found out where he was. She left her house even though she was breaking a religious rule. Sometimes you may have to break some religious traditions to get to Jesus. And she broke some cultural mores about her being a woman out in public. And my friends, you may have to break some cultural mores and expectations and rules and religious rules and traditions when you start going after Jesus. She finally found him. And her whole approach is that of one who is shy, craven, in fear. And she had said before she left her house, she said, if I can only touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Now that was her own faith teaching. I'm sorry, speaking. That was her own faith speaking. She had heard of all of these miracles and how Jesus had, I'm sure she had heard about Jesus speaking the word to people, and some he had put his hands on, and maybe she had heard about the man that he made mud and put in his eyes. But she did not expect to have any personal contact with Jesus. That's how lowly she felt about herself in her situation. And so she said, well, if I can only touch his clothes, I will be well. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. I think the old King James talks about the hem of his garments, and some think that this was the tassels that the Jewish put on their robes. Be that as it may, that's not what's important. What is important is her faith. Because Jesus himself later says, daughter, your faith, not my clothes, not the tassels on my robe. He said, your faith has made you whole. Well, she said when she left her house, if I can only touch his clothes. And finally she found him, and she had to press through the crowd. Oh, my friends, many times we have to press through some things to receive what it is we need from the Lord. Be willing to persevere. Be willing to press through obstacles. And so she pressed through the crowd, and I can almost see her lunging forward and reaching out and touching Jesus's clothes. And maybe it was the hem of his garment, which would indicate she's down on her knees, crawling and lunging out and reaching and touching his clothes. And at that point, Jesus stopped and stood still and said, who touched me? Well, there were all kinds of people touching him. But you see, this was a touch of desperation. It was a touch of faith. And when his disciples said, Lord, how can you say this? Jesus said, somebody touched me, for I felt power going out from me. The King James says virtue, but the word is the word for power. He literally said, I felt power flowing out from me. In other words, there were all kinds of people close to Jesus, bumping up against him, touching him, and maybe they were there just out of curiosity, and they just wanted to be close to a famous figure at that time. And they were all touching him, bumping up against him, but nothing was happening. But when this woman touched him, in that faith and desperation, power began to flow. And all my friends, I believe today, I know today, that you and I, Jesus Christ is alive. After this healing, later he was crucified on a Roman cross and put to death. But God, by the mighty power of God, he was raised from the dead on the third day. And he came out of the tomb. He said, with all authority in heaven and earth, he ascended to the right hand of God, sent back his Holy Spirit. And I want you to know that you and I, we can reach out in faith today. Jesus responds to faith. For he turned around and looked, and this woman, when she saw that he was looking around to see who had touched him in this kind of faith, she came and fell down before him and told him what had happened. And he said to her, "My daughter, your faith has made you well." Oh, my daughter, he spoke words of endearment to her, called her daughter. "My daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." Oh, would you reach out in faith today? If you've been trying everything else, come to Jesus like this woman with desperation and with faith. And reach out and touch him. I'm going to pray right now for you. And may this be your point where you reach out in faith and touch Jesus. Lord, I thank you for my brother and my sister, those who are suffering, those who are sick in their bodies, those who are sick in their souls and depressed, and mentally, oh God, just mentally stressed and distressed and depressed. God, I pray for your healing power right now as they reach out to you now in faith. I pray that your healing power will flow into them just like it did to this woman with the issue of blood, and that they, like her, will be healed of their affliction. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. This is Eddie Hyatt. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, eddiehyatt.com. Check out my books. There's a powerful book on healing called 3 Keys to Answered Prayer. I would recommend that. If you go to Amazon or my website, you can find it there on Amazon, 3 Keys to Answered Prayer, and it's actually the story of an incredible healing that I experienced many years ago. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow on another episode of the Awakening Podcast.